I'm back again with Neil Johnson and Richard Wood from the Minute Professional Care 2019-20 class. They're going to talk about support, the kind of support that might be needed, whether you were expecting to need that support or it came as a surprise to you, or how you felt about asking for support, what kind of forms does the support take, how you go about putting that into place, whether it's formal through the college or informal through peers or what have you. So over to you guys.
For myself, when I thought about support and what that kind of meant to me and what it looked like when I kind of started this journey, there was a few things that came to mind. The first thing we kind of touched on earlier on was really about we have a massive opportunity, or we had, and anybody does, to support each other as a team with your classmates when you start the journey. I think if you kind of look at it that way, it can be hugely beneficial as the year goes on to help each other out, talk to each other, share learnings with each other, share expectations, any fears, anything that's on your mind, and that can be a huge support. Even if it's 10 minutes before your day begins when you're in the canteen, or it's 10 minutes when the day ends to discuss something that was on your mind, I think that helped. It helped me anyway, massively.
Okay. So for myself, the support was something that was really important for me. So it's something that I'm quite open about now, but hadn't been previously. But I've suffered all the way through my life with some mental health issues. In my work history, it was something that I kept very, very hidden. Mm-hmm. But I, when I decided to come back to education and to start this process, I decided that it was something that I wasn't going to do anymore. That's been a sort of an important part of my own recovery process. Mm-hmm. So I was for the first time, quite open and honest regarding the support that I may need. And all I can say is that the people at the college have been, you know, there has been nothing short of good support. I was invited, based on some answers on my application, I was invited to come in for a needs assessment, which was great, was no problem. And out of the back of that, the college created what was called an ELS, Extended Learning Support, assessment for me, and that just basically explains any extra support that I may need and just make sure that, you know, all the tutors are aware of what's actually, you know, what I potentially might need, and what has been agreed and what's available. I haven't needed to really use it so far, but it's really comforting to know that it's there. And, you know, the whole process was painless, reassuring. You know, it's felt a very positive thing to do. So I would recommend that if anybody feels that they need any sort of support for, you know, anything physical, mental, you know, whatever, I would recommend being as open and honest about it as possible. You're not going to get anything negative from the college.
The other thing that I thought was a huge piece of support that I wasn't really aware of at the time was the prep for HE work. So I think, looking back, I looked at that as it was another class, and it was work that had to be done, and I had to make sure it was up to date. It wasn't until really probably the last 3-4 months that I looked back on that and seen the real benefit of it, that how much it sat beside each unit or each class, because there's so much information there, whether it be reading tips for listening, research tips, there's loads within it that if you use it really well and wisely, it can sit beside units like comms and mental health, or when you're doing assessments and exams. So I would say that that's kind of a huge piece of support that we've got available to us if we use it in the correct way, I think, or if we kind of take as much of it as we possibly can.